TH. I think we have to be a little careful with the mainstream, I mean, state media channels and all that. Because they have strengths and weaknesses. And when I look back on Swedish television, for instance, or radio, for that sake, too, what to speak of American ones, and, well, I lived in England for a while and was the same there, as it seemed to me. They are good at entertainment. Helping people passing time. Is there something fun to see on TV today? They're not so good at reality. Sorry, but stay with me, I will explain. Certain things, let's say science and politics, for instance, which then, yeah, and also the news, which generally then report what supposedly happened recently in the world or in the country. When they produce such programs, for instance, science and news and politics, in other words, talking about important real events going on, what's really happening, and if it is good or if it is bad, then they are controlled by others. Generally, of course, to give the news and the presentation of what's going on in the political scene or whatever, or military scene, they're controlled by the government. And if they're private stations, but in the old days they were all state-owned here in Sweden, they are, of course, yes, controlled by the owners, the people up there with the money, who are then also controlled by the government to some extent. Or if the government is weak, they are most probably controlled by business forces, different kinds of powerful people. And why only then? We're talking about, first we spoke about entertainment. Well, entertainment you can just play around with as you like. We don't care. It's just for fun. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't steer people's minds in any specific direction when it comes to lifestyle or political voting or whatever. And about science, well, we have learned that science is the truth. You should trust science and only science. But there is a power play going on there too. So there you are, you're going to produce a scientific program on your television channel. Well, you have to ask scientists, right? So do you call them up, university or whatever, or some institute, and then we want to make a program about this, who can we talk to? And then, of course, the big power guy up there decides. And then you get the version of science that they believe in, or that is officially accepted by consensus and all those fine words. But it basically means the guys and girls who are in charge of that academic world today, or that specific university or that specific institution, they will give you their truth. And of course, if you're a good journalist, then you look at some others too, and you give them different sides of it. And that's what Swedish television prides itself for doing often. But then they have invented something else, these little sneaky fellows called journalists, that you can show both sides of it, but then in the end one wins. Because the people talking for that side look cooler, speak better, and so on. And the other one, they generally say something stupid in the end. And you don't have to push the conclusion in our faces, the audience. But we will draw that conclusion ourselves because we can think for ourselves, right? And it's very easy to make such people who can think for themselves, to think for themselves in the way that you want them to think. That's the power of media, of audiovisual media. And books and text also for that sake. So we, the audience, and that's why I'm speaking this, well, it's not that we should shun or distrust media, but we should understand what's going on here.